Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey. And even though at times we can't be together every day, we can believe together through God's word. I wanted to read out of Philippians chapter 3 today. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, to think that Paul wrote this from prison is an amazing thing. Admitting that he hadn't arrived, he was resolved in these verses to press forward while forgetting the past and focusing on the future. Now, first off, I mean, if Paul felt he had not arrived, none of us should either. But that Paul was writing this from prison, and his desire wasn't necessarily to get out of jail. His desire was to continue to be faithful, to press toward the high calling of God. It wasn't enough just not to look back. He was committed to reaching forward. That was how he would press with his entire being toward the mark. Paul had his eyes on the finish line where Jesus was standing, and he was in pursuit of everything that God had for him. And this was all while sitting in a jail. You know, I think each of us should ask ourselves, are we pursuing anything in life? And if so, what are we pursuing? What are our goals? Maybe you think you've arrived. And if any of us think that, that's absolutely not true. Nobody has arrived. You know, you cannot dwell on your past. You can't dwell on your successes or your shame. In other words, if I live in the past about my successes, or even if I live in the past because I've blown it and I can't move forward because I feel so bad about what I've done, whether the past is good or the past is bad, you can't live in the past. Now, Paul had plenty of both. He had plenty of good and bad. And yet Paul said, forget it. Put it in the past and leave it there. But you have to reach forward to those things that lie ahead. Don't settle for mediocrity, and don't settle for just getting by. Get after it. Do your best. Better yourself. Pursue your dreams. Engage your every effort. And doing all of that for your own benefit, selfish desires, or glory, that's not what Paul did. Paul didn't do all this for his benefit. He was pressing toward God's mark. His aim was the high calling in Christ. He wanted to accomplish what God had purposed for him to do for God's glory. His plan, his goals, and his will was what Paul had in mind. And by the way, you and I, we must be driven by God's plan and God's goals and God's will for our life. You know, if jail couldn't steal that from Paul, then you and I have no excuse to quit either. Jesus is at the finish line. So let's go. Let's press toward that mark. Let's press toward the high calling. May I say this? Maybe there is a one time in your life you did more for God than you're doing now. Maybe we're older. Maybe there's a lot of reasons. But may I say this? Sometimes it's not necessarily, that's not an excuse to do nothing. And maybe there's more to do for God. Could I ask you something today before you go out to your day? Could you ask yourself, is there more I could do for God? Is God wanting more? If so, just think of the excitement of what God has in store if we can do more for him. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.